for food.
Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. The number is toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. Again, 855-450-FREE. Also, you can reach us via Skype. If you have Skype, and it doesn't matter, you know, you can use your the Skype on your phone, your smartphone, or Skype from your computer, your laptop. As long as you've got Skype, you're probably going to sound better than you would if you call on the phone line. So you can connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. The us tonight is me, Ian.
And Allie.
Allie's here from ALP. We'll talk to her more about that coming up here a little bit later on. And there's a lot in the news tonight. As always, it's hard to figure out where to start. But I guess that we should start where I said I would go last night. And never actually got to the story about Putin, or rather by Vladimir Putin, and what he has to say in his words, allegedly, to Americans about Syria. And I'm going to skip the first few paragraphs because he just goes on about the United Nations and what it was founded for and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, kind of get to the meat here.
He just released this to journalists as like a response to the United States?
Yeah, it's a couple days old now. I would have liked to have gotten it sooner, but this is a pretty big deal because a lot of people are saying that Putin sounds more like a Nobel Peace Prize winner than Barack Obama.
Okay.
And a lot of people obviously got pretty upset that Barack Obama was given the Peace Prize when he's a murderer and has sent people to their demise and, you know,
it definitely makes the prize seem, it makes it worth less. Like now if someone says they win the Nobel Peace Prize, I don't care.
Painted with blood of innocent people. Now, look, I want to make it clear, I don't think Vladimir Putin is a peaceful man.
He doesn't deserve a prize.
Not at all. I mean, one of the things we didn't cover here, and it was on the list of things to talk about, and it's worth talking about, is the outrageous behavior of the Russian government towards homosexuals. They have had, in recent months, within the last year or so, some really disturbing laws passed in Russia that are very, very homophobic, very anti-gay, and has resulted in, you know, this is worse than just, you know, some state not allowing gay marriage. This
is just anti-sodomy laws, or is it what are we talking about?
I'll have to pull
here?
Up a list for you, Allie, because I would be doing it an injustice to actually just spout off the top of my head what exactly this is. There's more than one anti-gay law in place in Russia, and not peaceful. Not peaceful at all. So I just want to preface what Vladimir here has to say. So take this in the context of the world stage, foreign policy, Syria, of course, which is what the focus is here. So Vladimir says in the New York Times, the potential strike by the United States against Syria, despite strong opposition from many countries and major political and religious leaders, including the Pope, will result in more innocent victims and escalation, potentially spreading the conflict far beyond Syria's borders. A strike would increase violence and unleash a new wave of terrorism. Now, so far, he's nailed it, right? Like, you know, increasing violence, doing military actions does not make things better. It creates new violence. That's the history of violence. That's what happens when you employ violence. We've certainly talked about violence to quite an extent here.
Putin and Assad are somewhat allies, correct? Like, as in Russia supporting Syria, the Syrian government in some way?
Well, yeah, as I understood it, and he may get into this here, but as I understood it, the Russian government has offered to hold their weapons for them, the chemical weapons, they're trying to avoid this this conflict. So what, you know, what the interests are between Syria and Russia, I can't tell you exactly what those details are.
But some people are concerned that the United States getting involved in Syria could lead to a greater conflict with Russia. And I think that's where the whole idea that a new world war could break out from this conflict.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some sides being taken here. That's for sure. And it could lead to something. But you've got to give Putin credit. He is working to de-escalate this, at least this situation. I'm sure the folks in neighboring former Soviet states are less than pleased with how he has handled those situations. So, again, we'll continue here. He says that it would unleash a new wave of terrorism. It could undermine multilateral efforts to resolve the Iranian nuclear problem and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and further destabilize the Middle East and North Africa. It could throw the entire system of international law and order out of balance. Syria is not witnessing a battle for democracy, but an armed conflict between government and opposition in a multi-religious country. There are few champions of democracy in Syria, but there are more than enough al-Qaeda fighters and extremists of all stripes battling the government. The United States State Department has designated al-Nusra Front and the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant fighting with the opposition as terrorist organizations. This internal conflict, fueled by foreign weapons supplied to the opposition, is one of the bloodiest in the world. Mercenaries from Arab countries fighting there and hundreds of militants from Western countries and even Russia are an issue of our deep concern. Might they not return to our countries with experience acquired in Syria? After all, after fighting in Libya, extremists moved on to Mali. This threatens us all.
Well, the thing is that the United States feeding the rebels in some way with weapons or whatever, or funds or whatever it may be, training even, it's what's... You know, even if you, in a self-interested way, you might find that especially scary because a lot of these people are members of these, you know, groups that aren't very happy with America at all.
Mm-hmm.
People that might want to come and do America harm. You know, you're having the American government train these people and give them weapons and experience.
There's been a long history of them training the people out to be the enemy.
This is not a possible future thing. They've been doing this. This is America's history.
And anybody that's been paying attention to that history can see it repeating itself again and again. From the onset, Russia, says Vladimir Putin, has advocated peaceful dialogue, enabling Syrians to develop a compromise plan for their own future. We're not protecting the Syrian government, but international law. We need to use the United Nations Security Council and believe that preserving law and order in today's complex and turbulent world is one of the few ways to keep international relations from sliding into chaos. The law is still the law, and we must follow it whether we like it or not.
Wow.
It's funny when government guys trot that one out when it's convenient for them. Of course, we know that the government people don't follow the law all the time. That's, sometimes typically you have to follow the law, and they will punish you and put you in a cage if you don't. But when they don't follow the law, it's okay. It's in the interest of justice when they don't do it. Under the current international law, says Putin, force is permitted only in self-defense or by the decision of the Security Council. Anything else is unacceptable under the United Nations Charter and would constitute an act of aggression. No one doubts that poison gas was used in Syria, but there's every reason to believe it was used not by the Syrian army, but by opposition forces to provoke intervention by powerful foreign patrons who would be siding with the fundamentalists. Reports that militants are preparing another attack, this time against Israel, cannot be ignored. It's alarming that military intervention in internal conflicts in foreign countries has become commonplace for the United States. Is it in America's long-term interest? I doubt it. Millions around the world increasingly see America not as a model of democracy, but as relying solely on brute force, cobbling coalitions together under the slogan, "You're either with us or against us." Of course, that's a throwback to the Bush administration. That's a quote, pretty much a direct quote from George W. Bush. And it's pretty clear that policy hasn't changed under Barack Obama.
Well, no. I mean, it's true that the rest of the world is going to see America in this way. Because look at the conflict of Syria as an example. Most people, and even like in Congress, a lot of Congress people aren't on board with the president about striking Syria, yet it's still probably going to happen.
We'll come back with more. He did seem to back down, from what I understand, at his recent speech a couple of nights ago, but I didn't listen to the speech, so I can't say for sure. If you did and you want to give us your perspective, 855-453. We'll continue with Putin's statement coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share on the site. Archives are included. You can click and download as many shows of Free Talk Live as you like right there from the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Now you click into the archive section, and that takes you back for years. You can go all the way back to 2006, free, at freetalklive.com. Now, of course, if you want to help support the show, there are different ways for you to do that. We'll tell you more about those as the show goes on tonight. Also, something I want to tell you about is an investment opportunity that I have gotten involved in, Force Field Energy. We've talked quite a bit about them over the last couple weeks. And their opportunity is, it's pretty unusual. I have to say, at least for me, I don't know really much at all about stocks. But I know a good product when I see a good product. And LED lighting is a good product. Some would say, and I would agree, it is the future of lighting. Yeah, fluorescence, that's kind of cool. But LED, you lose less power, and therefore save a whole bunch of money on your power bill, especially if you're a big company, big corporation, even a government doing a huge lighting install. Those are the kind of companies that Force Field Energy targets. That's the kind of business that they do, is big installs of LED lighting. And there's a future in that, my opinion. So you can go to forcefieldenergy.com to learn more about their products. And when you're ready to invest, you can buy stock symbol FNRG on the OTCQB exchange. You can just go and buy it. Or if you've got a bunch of money that you're looking to invest, if you're a serious investor, then you can get their stock at a discount for $4 by doing the private placement option. And there are some restrictions that, you know, come along with that deal. So go to forcefieldenergy.com and click contact us to get directly in touch with the CEO and the crew over there at forcefieldenergy.com. They will take care of you and get you hooked up with the private placement deal. Again, forcefieldenergy.com for the big deal, or if you just want to buy some little buys, you can do that through your broker with stock symbol FNRG. And that is through the OTCQB exchange. It's Force Field Energy, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Allie's here. We're talking about the Syria thing. And Vladimir Putin certainly got a lot of attention within the Liberty community a couple of days ago when he came out with this statement that we're sharing. I saw this popping up all over Facebook.
Positive attention from the Liberty
community? Yeah, I mean, you know, there are memes being created about how, Putin deserves the Peace Prize, not Barack Obama, because Vladimir Putin, in at least in his words here, is saying the right things. I mean, he's saying things about de-escalation of conflict, and he's basically calling out the United States government as being an aggressor worldwide, and that this is a habit that the U.S. government has. That, you know, obviously the Syria thing isn't the first time they're an aggressor in worldwide conflicts and getting involved and tipping scales and picking sides and creating more violence as a result of that. Just to clarify, I think Vladimir Putin is a thug, just like any other thug. But every now and then, a broken clock strikes right a couple times
a day.
Well,
I mean, I feel like he's in a position where he gets to come from this position of, look, United States, we really need, not an intervention, like a physical intervention, but an intervention in the sense that, you know, look at how bad your policies are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in a position where they are, where Putin feels like he can criticize the United States, and even though it might be kind of hypocritical for him to be going on like this, he has nothing to lose for it.
Right, and I say good on him. I mean, look, I'll agree with the thug when the thug is right in this particular case, and he is. And, of course, Russia Today is another example of how, yeah, Russia Today, RT as it is called, this news network, yeah, they're funded by the Russian government. But they also are probably one of the best, at least outside of Russia, most independent news networks out there. I'm not going to tell you that they're unbiased when it comes to Russian news.
But you get more information that seems like you get more information about what your taxes are being spent on watching RT than just watching the cable news networks.
Well, and I think that part of the reason for that is they want to take down the U.S. government, and that's fine with me. You know, I want to see the U.S. government go away, so I support RT from that aspect. But we can go back to that discussion. Back to Vladimir Putin's statement about Syria and the war, the proposed war in Syria by the United States. So he talks about how he doesn't think this is in America's long-term interest to continue with these internal conflicts, getting involved in foreign countries. He says that force has proved ineffective and pointless. Afghanistan is reeling, and no one can say what will happen after international forces withdraw. Libya is divided into tribes and clans. In Iraq, the civil war continues with dozens killed each day. In the United States, many draw an analogy between Iraq and Syria and ask why their government would not, or excuse me, why their government would want to repeat recent mistakes.
Well, I'm glad people are drawing that analogy because...
Finally.
Yeah, I know. It seems like with each one of these little fights the United States tries to pick that... The people will just are just going along with it time after time.
Slaughter. No matter how targeted the strikes or how sophisticated the weapons, civilian casualties are inevitable, including the elderly and children whom the strikes are meant to protect. The world reacts by asking, if you cannot count on international law, then you must find other ways to ensure your security. Thus, a growing number of countries seek to acquire weapons of mass destruction. This is logical. If you have the bomb, no one will touch you. We are left with talk of the need to strengthen non-proliferation, when in reality, this is being eroded. We must stop using the language of force and return to the path of civilized, diplomatic, and political settlement. A new opportunity to avoid military action has emerged in the past few days. The U.S., Russia, and all members of the international community must take advantage of the Syrian government's willingness to place its chemical arsenal under international control for subsequent destruction. Judging by the statements of President Obama, the United States sees this as an alternative to military action. I welcome the president's interest in continuing the dialogue with Russia on Syria. We must work together to keep this hope alive, as we agreed to at the Group of Eight meeting in Northern Ireland in June and steered the discussion back toward negotiations. If we can avoid force against Syria, this will improve the atmosphere in international affairs and strengthen mutual trust. It will be our shared success and open the door to cooperation on other critical issues. My working and personal relationship with President Obama is marked by growing trust. I appreciate this. I carefully studied his address to the nation on Tuesday, and I would rather disagree with the case he made on American exceptionalism, stating that the United States policy is what makes America different. It's what makes us exceptional. It's extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional, whatever the motivation. There are big countries and small countries, rich and poor, those with long democratic traditions, and those still finding their way to democracy. Their policies differ, too. We are all different. But when we ask for the Lord's blessings, we must not forget that God created us equal.
You know, people really do see themselves as exceptional for being Americans, because when I hear people talking about this, they're saying things like, well, who else is going to do it if not the United States?
Ugh.
It's our obligation.
Let's come back and talk more about this American exceptionalism idea. And then, to be fair, we should talk about the Russian government and how they treat homosexuals as well, because Putin needs to apply his own words to his own self. 855-450-FREE, speaking of treating people as equals, 855-450-FREE, you take control as well. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Allie is here courtesy of her radio program, ALP. What does it stand for this week? Because you keep changing it.
Well, I told you, Ian, I decided that on the way.
Right. That's right.
So I don't know what ALP stands for.
Do you have options, or do you just totally not even think about it until
I usually
Saturday?
Forget that we even do that. Like, you remind me on Free Talk Live.
Really?
And then I will spend all day Saturday researching the topic that we have planned. And
so you
then,
have a topic planned.
Yes, I do have a topic
planned. Can you tell me that?
I can tell you this week. We're talking about sleep and dreams.
Ooh, one of my favorite things to do.
Sleeping is really interesting, and it's one of those things that obviously everyone does, but
yes, hopefully
we don't
they
question
do.
It so much, unless you have a really weird dream and then you start thinking about how significant sleep is.
Hmm.
So we're going to talk about dreaming, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. So people can listen live at lrn.fm tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern, but also in podcast form or MP3 archival form. They can go to your Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ALP podcast. Facebook.com/ALP podcast for more of Allie. It's a weekly show, so pretty easy to listen to all of them.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so 855-450-FREE. Vladimir Putin has spoken out and really taken the United States federal government to task here for their behavior over the last, forever.
Right.
Of invading and getting involved in conflicts worldwide.
Well, it mostly started in the Cold War. Is that correct? I mean, I'm not a history buff, but my understanding was there was some involvement with Iran in the way back times.
Well, I mean, obviously World War I happened, and that was certainly in getting involved in foreign conflicts. I can't say I'm a history buff to where I would be able to pinpoint the very first time that the U.S. decided to
invade somebody else's land. But it's certainly been happening a lot during my lifetime, that much I'm aware of. And Vladimir Putin, I think, is doing the right thing here and literally calling out Obama on this policy. In fact, even calling him out on the excuse that he made for it, apparently, during his speech earlier this week. He stated that it was America. He talked about American exceptionalism, as it's called, stating that the United States' policy is, quote, what makes America different. It's what makes us exceptional.
I watched Obama say that in a video.
How did you feel about that when you heard it?
Well, it's just it's propaganda and... It's just one of the many things when you're the president, you're trying to justify something. They all sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have some tape they watch, like, watch this justification to go to war. It just tells them what to say.
Well, they have a scriptwriter, right? I mean, They're not writing their own words.
But I wonder if they have to repeat it over and over again so that it comes off as authentic.
For the delivery?
You know? Yeah.
That's a good question. How many times does Obama actually practice a speech before he gives it?
Because he sounds very authoritative when he's speaking, and it's one of those things where when you're watching it on TV, you just feel like, if I could be there and like ask him a question or like really throw the hypocrisy in his face. But it seems like you can kind of tell from watching it that he just has this sort of wall, almost like a psychopath, like doesn't really
care. You've
got
to be a psychopath
to be in
that position.
He's lying to you through his teeth.
I mean, that's almost a job requirement. To be in this position. And Putin as well, by the way.
Sure.
I want to make it clear. I'm no fan of Vladimir Putin.
Well, look at how Obama was speaking before he was elected.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with George Bush.
Sounded very principled. Yeah, same as anyone.
George Bush wanted to not have nation building. When he was running, that was one of his campaign promises, that he wouldn't nation build.
I'm sure once Obama isn't president anymore, we'll hear all kinds of words of wisdom from him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's consult Obama.
So this idea of American exceptionalism, this is totally, it's pandering. You're right, Allie. I mean, he knows his audience. And when you're giving a speech, you got to know your audience, right? Whoever it is you're talking to, if you're talking to a group of construction workers, they're probably not going to get jokes about computer technology.
Right.
You need to know your audience. And in this case, he knows that a lot of people watching are going to be swayed by this idea of, well, we're Americans. We do it right when we invade other countries. It's okay. It's all right when we bomb grandmas and young girls and boys. And, it's just part of how it goes. It's just what comes with the deal.
Well, he needs to give his supporters talking points so that when they go to support whatever he does, that they'll know what to tell their friends who are, in principle, anti-war. Have you seen this Americans for Whatever Obama Wants video?
No.
It's really funny.
Yeah, well, right. He doesn't have very many supporters left. I mean, on this one, there's not much at
all. You still see people with the bumper stickers, though.
Sure. Yeah.
If someone's going to decide not to support Obama, then it's not because, well, I disagreed with his tax policy or I'm not really sure about Obamacare. It's going to be because he's a warmonger, so take the damn bumper sticker off.
Yeah, I love it how I saw one of the memes, something about how Obama has out-neoconned the neocons at this point or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, by a long shot.
So American exceptionalism, I think, is important to focus on here. The idea that everything's better. You're better. You're a better human because you're here in America. You were born. Your mother pushed you out of her womb on this plot of land. And so, therefore, you're exceptional. And this is an idea that is propagated in the government schools. It's fairly common. It's certainly common in the speeches of the politicians. And people believe this stuff. They really do. And it's this sports team mentality, too. It's rah-rah go team. It's the exact same idea, except this team is a larger landmass than, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or whatever might have. That's the same idea. Oh, well, we're from Auburn, Alabama, and so our team is better.
Right.
You see it all the time. It's the same idea. Why? Why is it that you're better because you were born here? Are you going to try to argue that this is the freest country in the world? Well,
I think what he's suggesting is, I think it's more of like wealth shaming. Like, look how much more fortunate we are here in the United States. So we owe it to the rest of the world because we have our iPads and our fancy cell phones that we need to go protect them when they're being oppressed. That's our obligation. Because we're so well off. But Obama's not the reason we're well off. It's because
right.
of whatever
he didn't make an
freedom
iPad.
And peace times have allowed us to generate this kind of wealth and prosperity. And then
it's hard to generate wealth if you're getting bombed.
Yeah, war destroys that. Also, Obama's not sacrificing anything for the betterment of other countries. He's sacrificing us.
Pretty much.
He's not taking on any of the risk. Easy for him to say.
Yeah, and, you know, he's lame duck, so he's pretty much done for at this point. He can do whatever he wants.
Take whatever risks he wants.
If he wanted to, if he cared about freedom, he could go in a freedom-oriented direction. You know, it's his last term. He's got no more political, dice to roll here. There's nothing else happening for him.
I don't know if his handlers would allow that.
Well, okay, now you're getting into to conspiracy theory.
I don't know. Would it really, like, no one... So you think Obama just has total like freedom to whatever policies goes? He could just like end the Department of Education. He can say never mind to Obamacare. Yeah. I think that there are.
No, you don't get to be that in that position without having.
Even if it's not someone who like has a ball and chain strapped to his foot that we can't see every day, it's people who are paying him and who he probably owes money.
Owes a lot of people. No, I think you're right, Allie. I was just teasing you there for a moment. I just think that. I think it's certainly true that the people in these positions of power are not the end-all, be-all as far as who's really in charge and who the powerful people are and, you know, who holds sway or holds information or, you know, holds certain information he doesn't want to get out, for instance, to control him. And you know, that's not to suggest that Obama's really this peace-loving guy who's only doing the wrong thing because his handlers are telling him to. I'm sure he himself is a sociopath and a nutcase and a control freak. But I think it's certainly true. I think there's enough evidence out there to show that there's a real class of elites in the world, and these are people who have a lot of influence, and whoever it is that changes out of the White House is ultimately influenced by the same groups of people. And I think that's pretty obvious. I think that the thing you have to be careful with when you start going into that realm is you're skirting the conspiracy realm, and that is a dangerous one, in my opinion. It is one in which you can lose yourself. You can spend all kinds of time and money.
Well, I wouldn't go into any kind of specifics or claim that I know exactly what's going on there.
Right.
But I feel like something like the Obama has people influencing his policies.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a secret.
No, I think you're right about that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. All I'm warning is if you try to unearth all the secrets, you'll probably go crazy. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. Share your thoughts.
Hey, folks, with summer vacation planning in full swing, have you thought about travel insurance? Our loyal sponsor, Travel Guard, offers valuable coverage that travels with you and your family. Travel Guard's available 24/7 with several plans to choose from, covering medical emergencies and evacuations, travel delays and trip cancellations, lost luggage, and more. Travel Guard's your lifeline away from home. Visit TravelGuard.com or RudyMaxa.com.
Coverage limited by the terms and condition of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union and Fire Insurance Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Non-insurance services provided by Travel Guard Group Incorporated.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about the U.S. foreign policy, the constant invasions of other people's lands, or American exceptionalism, as it is called. Vladimir Putin has called out Barack Obama and George W. Bush, although he didn't name George Bush. He did quote him at one point in his article that was published in the New York Times. And it's entitled, A Plea for Caution from Russia. Well, I have posted that to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. And if you want to follow the show, that is a good way to do it. Any one of those options, good way to do it. We also have an email list. You can get signed up for that by going to news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow any one of those options through news.freetalklive.com. We've got them all listed there on the same page for your convenience. So, when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. That is where you are most likely to encounter an armed man, uniformed armed man, who may just put you in a cage.
Seems true to my experience.
FreedomCam.net has a product that can give you the best all-around protection. This is a groundbreaking product. It has two cameras. One that records the front, so meaning you record all of that's going on in the front of your car. You see from basically your hood on out into the road. You see everything. And then another one that records inside the car, so you see everything that happens in your cab and everything that's happening at your window. So you can see the officer if he's standing there at the window. It's got a it's easy to see all of that with the GPS black box dash cam. But it's also called a black box, so it's not just a dash cam. It has GPS inside it, so it's constantly monitoring your route, your speed, you know, where you're at. This is all very important information, especially if you're talking about a car accident.
Right.
You want to know where you were. You want to be able to not just have to rely on your testimony.
I'm surprised these don't just come standard with cars. I mean, I would believe in 10 years that all the cars are going to have a Freedom Cam.
Gosh, I sure would hope so. But at this point in time, you've got to take the effort. You've got to put this thing in. And by the way, it's pretty easy to install. I am not technically, I'm not good at drilling and screwing things. I'm not handy, but I was easily able to install the Freedom Cam. So go to freedomcam.net. You can pick yours up. They take Bitcoin, by the way. Freedomcam.net. So check it out. You will not be disappointed. I've got one in the car that I drive. So 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about this idea of American exceptionalism, that you are better somehow because you were born here. And let me say, I appreciate that I was born here, because I think there are some things that are better about this particular plot of land than others. Like, for instance, I'm glad I wasn't born in North Korea. Thank goodness.
Right.
I mean, what a horrible place to live. This place is not as bad. But just because the system here might be less oppressive, and it's still oppressive in a lot of ways, but just because the system here in the U.S. may be less oppressive than other systems around the world, doesn't mean you're a better human being because of it.
No.
It doesn't make you more worthy of love or more worthy of forgiveness or more worthy of anything that any other human being deserves by virtue of the fact that they're human beings and we're all the same.
That's what's so sad when you hear about countries like North Korea and Syria and lots of places. I mean, everywhere has oppressive governments, that you realize that there's really, those people don't deserve it any more than we would deserve that here. Right. So it's really sad when you are of the opinion that people are equal and you can see yourself and all people, then, yeah, it's when you relate to them. And I think that that is what's so messed up when Obama tries to make these appeals to people, like they are using chemical weapons on their people. We have to go in and save those people from their own government, when, you know, the United States is not innocent of using chemical weapons. Come on.
No, absolutely not. How about nuclear testing? I mean, that's not chemical weapons, but the U.S. government has tested nuclear weapons on its own people. That's one example. And then, of course, there's things like chemical castration and euthanasia. I mean, there's all kinds of stories of the U.S. government doing horrifying things.
They love chemical weapons.
People. So, yeah. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are you someone who believes this? Do you think that it's true that you're better? You're a better human being. Your S don't stink because you were born here. And I think it's just a ridiculous idea, but it is a fairly commonly held idea.
Well, they say they need our help, Ian. They need America's help. These people in these other countries, if it weren't for the United States, they would be so much worse off.
The people in Syria would be worse off?
People everywhere where the United States is intervening, they need us. They want us there because we're the only thing that's keeping them from being further oppressed.
Even if that statement were true, and I don't think it is true, even if that statement were true, it still doesn't justify what the U.S. government has done by using force in those areas, because people have different opinions. There are usually more than one side to any given conflict. Some of them may feel righteous for some reasons versus other reasons. And picking a side is certainly not helpful to the other people in that particular conflict. So there should be no invasion. There should be no U.S. government going around the world invading in other people's business. If you want to get involved, let's just say that some of the people in Syria are literally crying out for help. We need help. Come help us. Well, go ahead. You go ahead and get your rifle or
invest
whatever.
Your own resources into it if you want to.
You buy your own plane ticket.
If it's worth it to you to do, right?
Yep.
I don't think anyone would. That's why it seems
Maybe some people would, but not many.
War is just a complete invention of governments.
Absolutely.
I mean, people have disagreements, and sometimes people even use violence on one another, but when it comes to just, like, completely slaughtering entire villages of innocent people, that seems like a government thing.
It totally is, and because they've got the resources to be able to easily accomplish killings like that. I mean, you yourself would have to put a lot of work and effort into acquiring the kinds of weapons that the U.S. government has. So even if you wanted to go over and help out one side or the other in any given international conflict, you're only going to bring so much to the table. You only have so many resources that you can put into this. You know,
right.
Okay, there's your plane ticket. That's going to cost a little bit of money. You know, buying a rifle, shipping that's going to cost you some money. Grenades.
Which is what's so ironic about the anti-war movement, at least in the past, being thought of as a mostly leftist movement, where a lot of leftists believe in, like, bigger government and more socialism. But the more government you have, the more war you have. It's just, I think that that's inevitable, because really the only tool the government has at its disposal is war. And war really, truly is the health of the state.
The health of the state. Was it Randolph Bourne, I think, who is famous for that particular quote? It does give the people calling themselves the state the continued excuse to expand their power, to impoverish their own people, to transfer wealth from the average person in the country to the military-industrial military-industrial complex. If you think about it, that's ultimately what war really is. It's a wealth transfer program.
Well, it's also hard to get these other controls and power, all this other legislation through during peace times, because when there's peace times and things are going well,
everybody's happy.
People don't see the reason. Why do we need this government to make these extra steps? Yep. Everything's going fine. But when you start
it's
a
necessary.
War.
It's necessary. It's wartime.
And your economy gets tanked and there's so much uncertainty, yep. People then start to look to government to fix the problem. So
right.
It's another good step, a good point for them, I guess.
And why does the economy get tanked? Even if you aren't taking damage, like, you know, there's nobody bombing the United States, so it's not like the U.S. people are
it's
having to rebuild.
It's not self-defense whatsoever.
The economy is being tanked because they're transferring wealth and turning them into bombs and blowing them up somewhere else, because the money that could be spent, that is being spent on war, could be spent on productivity. It could be spent on jobs. It could be spent on, you know, new products and services entering into the marketplace, satisfying people and giving them what they want.
Right.
But instead, it's spent on bombs and guns and tanks, and that doesn't create anything good for anyone anywhere. And so, you know, what is it, $1 trillion for the war or something ridiculous like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, we can look at numbers like how much does the United States, how much tax dollars go into making these weapons? But then we don't even really know the true cost of war, because when it comes to like blowing up a building which is like hundreds, maybe thousands of years old, you know, you can't what price tag do you put on that?
Well, right, and how about the lives lost? I mean, you're absolutely right. This is an incalculable number. Sure, you can calculate the number that it's stolen from Americans. That one you can calculate to some extent, but you can't calculate the unseen, which is, of course, what would the, oh, I don't know, how many thousands of American soldiers have died? Several thousand American soldiers dead, hundreds of, you know, over 100,000 people in Iraq, Afghanistan, innocent people dying. What would they have brought to the world?
Right.
What kind of innovations in business and new products and services would these people have helped
bring
about?
It's a huge opportunity cost, which is completely unseen.
Yep.
No one ever even knows what's lost.
It's incalculable. You can't know because these people are dead. You don't know what great ideas they had and were never able to bring to fruition because they caught a bomb or a bullet. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.